roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF.
With the Emerald Advanced Line of Credit from H&R Block, you could get your money today. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com to find out more.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis is proud to bring Jane Austen's timeless classic Sense and Sensibility to the stage, and the Big 550 KTRS has your chance to go.
What's the catch?
No catch at all. Heck, we'll even throw in KTRS's own McGraw-Millhaven. All you have to do is text the words THE REP to 84126. That's it. Text the words THE REP to 84126, and you're automatically entered for a chance to win two premium seats to the February 7th performance of Sense and Sensibility, and you get to attend it with McGraw-Millhaven. Text THE REP to 84126. Six now.
Yes, it's time once again to check out a movie with Dawn Meadows Dixon, made possible twice a week by the good folks Dan Dolan and the great folks at Westport Car Wash. Hello, Dan. Hope business is good. It will be tomorrow. A lot of people won't wash the car today. They figure I'll wait till tomorrow. But tomorrow, get ready, because the AM and the PMers are going to be rolling through. There are three locations. There's one right behind the station here on Page, just east of Lindbergh. Actually, right behind. It's a couple miles down the road. On Lime Ferry, just north of Lindbergh. And there's a Westport Car Wash on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash is proud to present Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Hey, Dawn.
How are you?
I'm okay.
You're getting better.
I'm getting a little better, yes. I have been fighting something for like 3 weeks, so got a little bit of a raspy voice.
Yeah, I've said this before, and I may jinx myself, but I don't know what it is about me. For as unhealthy as I should be, I must have a great immune system, because through all of this stuff, no cold, no flu. Every 3 or 4 years for 5 days, I'll get a little cold. But that's it. I just don't get sick. I don't get the flu. I don't get flu shots. You said you got a flu shot and it made you sick.
Well, that was, sound like a real sickie. That was early in the fall. I thought it made me sick. Then I was okay. So I never got the flu. If I may talk about my ailments here for a moment, I just got like a cough that turned into asthma, of all things, and I've never had asthma. It's like I'm on steroid inhalers,
You look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. You haven't seen me in a while.
No.
Look like I've been pumping iron. No, so if I talk fast or sound a little hyper.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you talking too fast. What?
steroids in me. But it's a steroid inhaler. My daughters both have dealt with asthma, and we've had to do the inhaler and the nebulizer. If anybody's kids have had this, at my late age, all of a sudden.
Late age. Yeah. like you're so old.
Okay, mid age.
I've seen you. I'm like, what are you, 33?
35.
Okay. I was close.
You're very close. But why does it come on now? So my doctor said, no worries, just go on a steroid inhaler. And, of course, the word steroid freaked me out, even though my children have taken it. And so I finally broke down, and I've been using it, and it does help, but it's called restrictive airways. So
That's what you have, restricted airways?
Yes. Mm. It's like an asthma to a cold. It's a reactive, cold-induced asthma.
You know, how do you know the difference between bronchitis and pneumonia and all that other stuff?
Exactly. I thought I had pneumonia. And I said, I need to come. He listened to my chest. You know how they do. You breathe in. And he said, I hear restrictive airways, but I do not hear pneumonia. So what is the difference? I don't know. Really, I'm still convinced I'm dealing with some sort of walking pneumonia.
I wonder if this gets thrown around as much as it did when I was a kid, strep throat. Everybody would, he's got strep throat. I always wonder, does he really, or are you just saying that because he's got such a bad sore throat that he has strep throat? I think
there's a test where you have to, they swab the back of your throat. Strep throat or you don't, and it's very serious.
Now, you know that if we were talking to anybody other than you, where we go with the swabbing the back of your throat thing.
Yeah.
But because we're talking
to Dawn,
we're talking to Dawn Meadows Dixon.
No, I know. Thank you. Spare me.
Now, I will tell you two other things. When I was a kid, that your parents would say, don't get near that kid. Don't touch anything he touched. And you became petrified literally that your limbs would rot off if you touched what this kid touched. And
right,
here they
you're
were.
Gonna catch what he's got.
One was ringworm, which
sounds
horrible, and the other was, and I hope I got this right, impetigo or something like that.
Impetigo.
I remember coming home one day and my mom says, aren't you in school with the Johnny Jameson or whatever his name was? And I said, yeah. I hope you didn't touch anything he touched. He's got impetigo.
Oh.
Whoa.
Well, they still send notes. Now, in grade school, they sent notes home. Someone in your child's class has
lice.
Impetigo or lice. And so... I feel so sorry for the kid that then was homesick
the last day or so
because they come back and they're a target.
But there's a stigma to ringworm and lice, like you're a dirty kid. You don't bathe
or something.
Right,
it's not fair.
I don't think that's true.
No. Yeah. I think it can happen to anybody.
Well,
so
it can't happen to me. I think you have to have hair to get lice. I don't have any hair. I don't think
there you go.
That's a good thing.
Not going to be a problem.
All right. Now, do you have a movie?
I do. In all this, I do have a movie. Now, you're not going to be really happy about this movie.
How do you know that?
Well, because I know how you feel about foreign films. I know. Okay, but wait.
But wait, there's more.
Ron Papil. It was nominated for a Best Picture.
I think I know the movie you're about to mention.
Okay. Amour?
Yes. Yes.
Which, of course, means love.
Now, is it the one about the dementia, the older couple?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I have to tell you, this is such a beautiful story. And it's interesting because in Europe, they look at this story as an end-of-life story. In fact, they were broadcasting and talking about it as if it's an end-of-life story. When it came to this country, America is selling it as a love story. Different mentality, I think.
Well,
different way to look at it.
It can be. It's both.
It is both. Yeah. But to me, the love story won out. You've got two people in their 80s. The film opens. You don't know what's going on because it operates on flashbacks. And you know something's happened. Fire department is breaking into an apartment. And then all of a sudden, they flash back to two people living in that apartment. And then the story unfolds with certain flashbacks to what is inevitably going to happen. But you watch their relationship develop. They're both musicians, retired school teachers. And their love is so beautiful. It takes place in a Paris apartment. After a while, you don't even see those English subtitles at the bottom.
Now let me ask you this. To me, we produced one movie in this country on the same topic that was one of the most powerful movies I've ever seen. And I've watched it three or four times, The Notebook.
Oh,
how does this compare? It's the same storyline. How does this compare to The Notebook?
Well, The Notebook is... You see them when they're younger, and
right.
This one just takes you just before the wife falls ill, and you see them in retirement enjoying one another. He laughs at her jokes, and she's playing piano, and he says, I love your music, it makes my day. And you see this love. They don't even have to say anything at breakfast. They know the other one is looking for the marmalade, and you feel the love between these two people. Where The Notebook, you see this teenage, and I think that's why teenage girls love The Notebook so much, all the things that went on early in their relationship, and then it flashes back to this man desperately holding on to this woman. It's a little different, a different approach, very simple, basically the dialogue between them, not a lot going on. It all takes place in this Paris apartment, and it's in subtitles. So you're probably thinking, wow, boring, but it is so emotional. At the end, you're crying because the way the actors deliver the lines, even though you can't understand that it's not in English, you can feel the love between these two people. And I think it's a tribute, especially to the actress that was nominated. I'm going to mispronounce her name, Emanuela Riva. She's the oldest woman to ever be nominated for an Oscar, 85 years old. Just a beautiful performance. And I don't want to give too much away. I think everybody kind of knows the storyline. But if you're going to see a foreign film, maybe step out of your comfort zone and see this one. It opened this past weekend. It's been all over New York and L.A. and other markets. It's finally here. It is a Best Picture nominated film. That doesn't happen often, but it has, where the foreign film is nominated as Best Foreign Film and Best Picture. Now, I don't believe it's going to get the Best Picture. It probably will get Best Foreign Film, but it is just beautiful. And I've got parents who are married 55 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's what got me, is I see their love. I mean, they have just got the epitome of marriage. I look at them, and I think, if something was to happen to one of the, I mean, there's the story right there. It's right before me. My in-laws married 57 years. So I think a lot of us will be able to relate to it with parents or even, you know, people who have been married many years. That doesn't happen anymore. Well, that kind of love doesn't exist.
You just said something interesting. You said that in the movie, she laughs at his jokes. My test as to whether or not my wife has lost her mind and it's on is if she starts laughing at my jokes. Then I'll know that that's not the real person
wrong.
That I married. Uh-oh, something's wrong. Doc, my wife laughed at the joke I told. What's going on? And he'll say, well, she's lost her mind. No, I really, the notebook to me, wow, it was far beyond what I expected it to be. And I think this is probably going to be similar. And I like every once in a while to see a movie where I don't know any of the stars. Like, these are people we don't know.
Oh, no.
But that way, when I see Robert De Niro, then you have a tendency to go, well, you know, he was wrong or right for the part, or that's not the way Robert De Niro, he should be a guy. You don't have any expectations of these people.
No, expectation at all. In fact, I saw this so early before. There was rumblings, you should watch this movie, but there's always that. I was so pleasantly surprised. So if you could go and lose yourself in those subtitles, what happens is I think it's because the acting is so good. You don't even really find yourself reading them. You do have to keep your eyes on the screen.
Well, I won't, because I speak fluent French, and I don't like to talk about it. No, because it sounds like I'm bragging. For example,
all right, let's hear it.
Well,
let's
hear it. Dawn right now, if I said, Dawn, voulez-je goûter? It means, do you know the popcorn trick? That's what that means in French.
Wow.
Or if we were in the theater and I leaned over to you and I said, is it bon bonjour de quoi? That means, would you like some fresh popcorn? And if you said yes, I said, then I would say...
No, I would say oui.
Oh, that's good. Well, yeah. And then I would say, de quoi voulez vous de quoi? Which means...
You actually have that little nasally thing down really well.
Which means reach way down, because the good popcorn is in the bottom.
Yes.
And I would say, my name is Je m'appelle Dawn.
With all the butter.
What does Je m'appelle mean?
Je m'appelle, my name is... I only took a couple of years of French, but...
That's all.
Do you know what?
Comment allez-vous and Je m'appelle Dawn. And notice there is no nasally. You've got the accent down really well.
You know
I like that.
You know what this means?
You sound like a rich Frenchman.
Well, thank you. Do you know what this means? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Yeah.
You do?
I do. And you know what's so funny about that?
What does it
mean? My kids were listening. You know how they go on iTunes? For some reason, that song has been resurrected. So they are
Patti
walking
LaBelle.
Around the house singing that.
Yeah, Patti LaBelle did the Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
C'est soir.
Go ahead. Tell everybody what that means, Dawn. Go ahead. It's not dirty.
Something like, I love you tonight?
No, you know it doesn't mean that.
I know it wasn't appropriate for two 14-year-old girls to be walking around the house singing it, and my husband's like, wait a minute, is that song?
It means, will you go to bed with me? Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Will you go to bed with me? Yeah, I didn't learn French. I took 2 years of Latin, 2 years of Spanish, but I wasn't interested in Latin.
Wow.
2 years. I wasn't interested in French because French, unless it's spoken by a woman, it doesn't sound appealing.
I think the French, my kids take Spanish. I love French. And we had to pick a name back when and I was Georgette.
Ooh,
I like that.
So I would say, je m'appelle Georgette. Not Dawn. Je m'appelle Dawn. No.
There's There's a joke that I cannot tell you, and I can never tell you, and I can't tell it on the air, but the punchline is delivered by a character in a joke called Pierre.
And the
punchline is, what are you trying to do? Gross me out? That's the punchline. Sorry, I can't tell you the joke.
I can only imagine.
Okay, so more French with subtitles, but probably worth suffering through if it's that good.
I think it is. Take your wife take her before Valentine's Day.
Well, you just put a damper on the whole thing. how many ARDs do we
have? Three and three quarters. I mean, this is a beautiful.
Whoa.
This is a classic foreign film. And it has such an important message about love in a society. May I just get on my soapbox for a moment? Where you don't have marriages left, you don't have the dedication to one another that you see in this beautiful little story. And I think it's a reminder of what we have to be.
All right, do you like country music?
Yes.
Okay. Download a song. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Vince Gill, Look at Us.
Look at Us.
It is absolutely, to me, one of the most powerful songs about two people who've been together for a long, long time. It's just called Look at Us. You'll cry when you hear it.
Okay.
And then download Kathy Mattea, Where Have You Been? Those two songs, and you tell me if you don't burst into tears. Where Have You Been, Kathy
Mateo? I will do that. I love country music. My sister especially does, and she does all the videos for our family with music, you know, pictures.
All right.
And so that might be a good one for my parents for their upcoming
anniversary. Let me tell you, they will absolutely love it, and
you'll
we'll all be crying. Look at us, Vince Gill, and Where Have You Been, Kathy Mateo.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You're just a wealth of information today.
Well, as the French would say, is it toi cotisne? Bon joie de quoi?
Bon joie?
Yeah, which means till next time, I love you, Dawn Meadows. That's what that means. Yeah, that means. I will talk next week.
Yes, I will talk to you then.
Okay, Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Bye, everybody.
Great. Did we do the ARDs?
I don't think we did.
Hang on. We got to go back. We didn't even do them. I got so caught up. Here they come. 3¾ for Amour.
All right, Dean.
Pretty powerful from her. She's only given 1-4 ever. So there you have it. Dawn Meadows Dixon brought to you by Westport Car Wash. Three locations on Page just east of Lindbergh. That's one. On Lime Ferry, rather, just north of Lindbergh. That would be two. And on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash. It has been confirmed that should there be a trip next year, we already know. Well, if you watch our videos on our Facebook page, you'll see commitments by people on camera. Oh, yeah, we're coming again if you do this again. Also, as I told you, have the commitment from Tom Price and his wife, Candy. You can't have two people who are more fun, who become part of the group quicker than they became. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just instantly bonded with everybody. And here's where you're going to bond with Tom Price and his staff, is when they come out to your house and they take a look at your kitchen or bathroom, take some measurements, and then you start the process. And it is a process. And anybody who is going to completely remodel your kitchen or bathroom and doesn't spend a whole lot of time with you beforehand is not going to do a job you're going to be thrilled with. They can't. There's no way. They're going to ask you things you never would have thought they would ask. Not personal things, but things that once they throw these questions at you, your reaction is going to be, wow, that's a great question. Because it really is going to help to determine whether or not this is not only going to be a great kitchen when they finish it in 3-4 weeks or whatever, but is it still going to be a spectacular kitchen when we walk into it 15 years from now? They think ahead, because what lies ahead for you and your lifestyle and your family and whoever's in and out of that kitchen is not going to be the same 15 years from now as it is now. You may have kids now that won't live there then. You may have kids coming back to live with you who are 30 you didn't intend on having. Or what's very common for people who are baby boomers is that they have to take in a parent or two. Is that kitchen going to be perfect for all those situations? If it's done by Thompson Price, I'm guessing it will be. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home, and the home part of it is the beautiful cabinetry they do for your home entertainment room. You'll see in the showroom signs that say, we only look expensive. And their stuff does look expensive. It's not cheap. But it's not cheap meaning two things. The quality isn't cheap, and the price isn't cheap, but it's not overpriced, and it is not expensive. It's one thing to pay too much just to brag to your uppity rich friends that, oh, we've got $200,000 in our kitchen. Great. Is that what you're so happy about and bragging about? Or are you showing it off and bragging because of the quality of the work and how spectacular it is and that you got every dollar's worth? That's what's going to happen with Thompson Price. Their website is thompsonprice.com. Their showroom is in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester in the shopping center with TJ Maxx right next to McAllister's Deli. I personally can't imagine there's anywhere else you could go and get better work for the money than Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Provided she has time, my mom will join us Friday morning to pick the Super Bowl. Now, why do I say provided she has time? Look, it's a very busy weekend. She's a numbers runner for the Chicago Mob. Now, you know, I got to make sure she's near a payphone because she doesn't like to use cell phones because that's how the feds track her. Mom and me, part of the big Friday festivities.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550. and KTRS.com.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Hey, if your garage door opener needs service, Overhead Door Company, the people you want to call, 314-781-5200. They have standard service hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 8 to 6. They have same-day service if you call before 2 o'clock. They service all brands of garage doors and garage door openers, not just their own. Visit their newly improved website at OHDSTL.com and go by their new showroom. They're on Lackler Road, just west of Westport Plaza Drive in Maryland Heights. They have emergency service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Their trucks are like rolling warehouses, so they get most all the parts they need to fix your garage door or garage door opener the first time, so there's no extra cost. Their average tenure of the residential technician exceeds 5 years, giving them the most experience to diagnose and repair any door in any situation. They have the preventive maintenance program available to extend the life of your garage door and garage door opener. Overhead Door Company of St. Louis. Give them a call, 314-781-5200, or look them up on the web, OHDSTL.com. That's Overhead Door of St. Louis.
The Bible says the borrower is slave to the lender. In other words, when you owe people money, they own you. So are you tired of being a slave to your mortgage and all your other debts? Just think, a typical monthly mortgage payment is 90% or more interest, and the banks get it all. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their debts, including their mortgage, credit card debts, car payments, and student loans. And now I want to show you. So let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. Just call 1-800-600-9841. You'll discover powerful debt-eliminating secrets that will help you break free from being a slave to your debts. The truth is, you can get out of debt, no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. For a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible, call now while a limited number of copies are still available. Call 1-800-600-9841. For your Debt-Free Bible, call 1-800-600-9841. 9841.
It moves you even when it's standing still. It will provide years of supreme pleasure and enjoyment. There's nothing like a boat to connect you with the outdoors and your family. Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart off Highway 55 will be having an open house. You can save the money it would cost you and your family for a day at the boat show, because they will have free food, beverages, and giveaways February 4th through the 13th. Because they won't be attending the boat show this year, they want to pass their savings on to you. Check out Inland Marine's model year closeouts and new products of Rangers, Alumacraft, Bentley Pontoons, Monterey Cruisers, Yamaha, and Mercury Outboards. Jim and Dave have been in the business for more than 27 years. Inland Marine Boats has a convenient location and can give you quality service, a comprehensive parts department, and storage all year round. Their open house hours will be 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. every night and 9 to 5 on Sunday. Go to Inland Marine's open house in Barnhart, February 4th through the 13th, and be sure to check them out online at inlandmarineboats.com.
Take advantage of huge savings on new Nissans in 2013. Hi, Mike Kelly here for West County Nissan. Kick off the new year and save thousands now on the all-new 2013 Maximus. $6,500 off or just $280 per month. And Muranos, $6,000 off or just $394 per month. And because West County Nissan sells more pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans than the other Nissan dealers, you get more for your trade, guaranteed. See dealer for full details.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything, because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying, it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
A lot of slick spots and a lot of problems. Here's Tim Weiland to look at traffic. Tim?
There are some problems, and they're basically on the two bridges, the McKinley Bridge and on the King Bridge. You've got ice on there, and it's just everybody's just crawling trying to get across these bridges. So make some room for when the salt trucks get out there, all right? Now, we've got a couple of accidents. The first one's on northbound 170 just after Page. Two left lanes are blocked. and you've got traffic backing up now to Forest Park Parkway. Also, another accident, they're saying maybe it's just part of this other one on southbound 170 near Page that has a left lane block. We have much better traffic now on westbound 64. It's pretty clear between Hampton and McCausland. It is slow from Lindbergh out through Mason, but it looks good out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70, though, that is really a mess from the depressed section through Grand, from Lindbergh out through the Blanchett Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Try Applebee's new, unbelievably great-tasting and under 550-calorie entrees. Big portions, big flavor, and under 550 calories each. Taste and believe. See you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you looking to buy a foreclosure?
Did you know the government has grant funds just for that?
Yep, 25 grand or more.
All this and more on Real Estate Radio, Sunday mornings at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
We're going to ask you to light these phones up. We have some time. We want to talk to you. What we talk about is up to you. But I do want to give you an update on my wife's iPhone. As you know, for Christmas, our kids went in together and got each of us new iPhone 5. The last couple of days, my wife has been complaining that her phone wouldn't charge. I said, it's brand new. She says, I'm telling you, it won't charge. Today,
it's a problem.
We discovered the problem.
Yeah?
Here's the problem. A phone charging cord has two ends to it.
Yeah.
One plugs in the phone.
Right.
She was doing that. She didn't notice the other end wasn't plugged into the wall.
Oh. That's a problem.
That is a problem. Now, there was a guy on the way in today. I heard a guy call in, and he was a restaurant manager, because Cornbread and Trish were talking about tipping.
Yeah.
And how much you should tip, and there was some story in the news. So they're talking about it, and this restaurant manager calls, and he's a restaurant manager. And he mentioned that some people feel that waitresses, that their base pay should be raised, because they get paid very, very little.
Oh,
a couple
sure.
of bucks an hour. And here's what he said. His exact words. Well, now this is the manager. He says, if we was to do that, you wouldn't like the prices on the menu. If we was to do that. If that guy, if I were interviewing that guy, I'd go, hey, thanks for the resume. See ya. Then he said something that for years, as a big lesson here, for years I have called people out on this. I'm a very irritating person when it comes to this grammar thing. I really am. But I also am open to criticism. And when I make a grammatical error, I want to be told because I want to clean it up. And he used the word orientate. And he said, restaurant business, we're a service-orientated business. And I have for years said there's no such word as orientate. It's we're oriented. There's orientation. Well, guess what? I was wrong.
Both ways?
Yes. And here's what happens. I do remember years ago I looked this up, and it said orientate is the misuse of the word orient. Then they decided, well, let's just make it a word. You know how that happens when people use something enough? They go, okay, we'll make it a word. Now, irregardless is still not a word, but I say that if enough people continue to say irregardless, Webster eventually will just start to accept it as a word. So for some reason today, I just looked it up again. I thought, well, before I jump on my high horse and start, chastising people, and sure enough, now they accept the use of the word orientate, the same as orient. It's oriented, it's orientated. So we've turned another corner. It used to have to say, if you made a statement, well, each student in the school has to bring his own pencil. And grammatically, if you were in school, you had to use his, singular. Each student, singular, has to bring his. Then the feminists got into it, and they didn't like that it was his. So people would say, well, each student has to bring his or her, they have to include everybody. Mm-hmm. Well, now they've accepted their. Even though it's singular, each student has to bring their own pencil. So that's how they compromised. I'll tell you, it's a complicated world to keep up with all this. Here we go, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. And here is Maria. I just met a girl named Maria. Hello, Maria.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I just want you to know that I was just like you. I never got sick, beat this crud that's going around. Mm-hmm. People at work are sick and everything. And as soon as I said, oh, I'm not going to get it.
You got it.
Oh, my gosh.
Finish your said that.
Well,
I may have jinxed myself. Now, what did you get?
I got a sore throat and just a, like, sinus. And I guess, hopefully, I'm beating it now. But, you know, I didn't get it as bad as some of the people that I work with. Yeah. But I tried really hard, you know, and wash your hands and do all this just not to get it. But...
I tell you where I wash my hands the most. I love the casino, and I'm a gambler. And last night I was in the casino. I can't wash my hands enough when I get out of the casino.
Oh, sure.
Because you think of all the buttons that you touch, and who was there before you who just blew their nose in their hand, and that from between that and just everything else about the casino, and the money, just the money. Mm. They say money is filthy. That's what they say. So
I'm a bartender, and so I thought I was pretty lucky because you're right. The money is really gross.
Yep.
And so,
well, I hope you feel better. How old are you?
Your favorite age, 46.
That's it, 46. Well, Maria, feel better.
Thanks.
Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
Sounded like she might have been a first-time caller. Here's Kurt, everybody. Hello, Kurt.
Hi. Frank,
yes, sir.
I'm a dentist, and I listened to your show yesterday. You talked about getting the tartar cleaned off your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you said, I wish there was another term for that. Well, the correct dental professional term for tartar is calculus.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. Calculus. Well, how come they still say tartar?
Oh, that was
math. That's
yeah.
That's the everyday lay term. And being a dentist, you know, I always tell patients you got tartar on your teeth, but... That's kind of the common everyday term, but in the dental textbooks and dental courses you take, it's called calculus. And now that is also the term for a college subject in mathematics.
Not only college, they do it in high school now, too.
Well, they're doing it in high school. Well, you know how hard that subject is. Well,
yes.
That's how hard this material is. So you kind of put the two together. It's a very hard calcified material on your teeth. All it is calcified bacterial plaque. And you talk about plaque, that can be brushed off, but if you don't brush it off, your saliva calcifies it into this tartar, and that has got to be scraped off by the hygienist.
Yeah. Well, now we know. Well, doctor, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, doc.
Hallelujah.
Dr. Kurt, this should be Steve. Hello, Steve.
I am. I'm AM and the PM.
Well, thank you.
Hallelujah.
I've been putting calculus in my fish sandwich for a long time.
See what he did there?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you were talking about the misuse of words. My wife says supposedly.
Mine did, too, until about a year ago. No, this is a good one. My wife did that all the time, and I said, hey, it's supposedly, not supposably.
It drives me crazy.
Well.
And then you were talking about New Orleans earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We went down for Mardi Gras once.
Did you like it?
It was nasty.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
I couldn't wait to get out of there.
I can't believe there aren't more people that say what we're saying. If you like urine and vomit and poop and disgusting people, then you love Bourbon Street. Everybody acts like, oh, my goodness, this is the greatest place. No, it's not. It's not. I'd rather be in St. Louis any day than New Orleans any day or any holiday or any weekend.
Well, they hose it down every morning at 6:00.
What does that tell you, that they have to hose down a place? Yeah, not good. Well, Steve, thank you for the call.
See you bye.
All right, see you right.
See you bye.
Oh, see you bye. Mike is here. Hello, Mike. Mike, that's you. Mike?
I'm here. I am.
I'm waiting for you.
I'm the PM.
Thank
you.
Good.
Hallelujah. You know what? I
chicken
find
butt.
Myself going to the internet all the time to look at the English stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like and as, everything that you goof up, it must be an age thing. I like every time I hear something grammatically bad, I hate the word at. Everybody uses at and drives me nuts.
Well, a preposition at the end of a sentence. Where's he at? And it's a Midwest thing, too. It's more prevalent here than lots of other places, but yeah. Where are you guys at?
Exactly. I have an advertisement for you, too.
Okay.
First Community. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm 60 years old. I should know better. I had some credit cards racked up.
Mm-hmm.
I went to them. I'm a member. I got a car loan for like 2.1% about 6 months ago.
That's a good rate.
And transferred into their credit card. No charge to transfer. No interest. 7.9 in a year. You can't beat it.
That's a great testimonial. I appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. Anything else?
Have a good day.
All right. You too, Mike. Thank you. The world's greatest audience.
Mm-hmm.
Not kidding. Other stations are jealous. They don't have an audience like this. Mike, how are you?
Hey, great.
Two mics in a row. What can we do for you?
First of all, my name is the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And about 20 minutes ago, I'm driving home from St. Louis, Illinois, and this guy in a pickup truck comes screaming past me. I mean, just flying. I'm going, man, you knucklehead, that the roads are really bad. Aren't you listening to the traffic? And I just passed him, smashed into the side of the rail. And I'm just laughing.
Yeah.
The guy should have just been driving the peaceful.
Yeah. The only thing that would have been funnier is if he'd been decapitated.
No.
That's a funny sign.
No,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But it is.
That's a way to know that he wasn't a listener.
But though. It is a great feeling when you see somebody like that. You get up ahead and the cops have got him or they've hit something. You don't want anybody hurt, but he deserves to hit the rail.
So if the guy is AM and the PM, which he probably isn't, but
no.
If he's listening,
no, he's
I'd
not.
Just like to say, ha ha, you butthead.
No, you know what he is? He listens to the other AM station, the Voice of Del Mar Gardens, and he fell asleep at the wheel because he's 96 years old.
That's exactly it. Thanks a lot, Frank.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Ain't even have to be 96. You just fall asleep listening to that stuff. Look at these phones. Holy Mike. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you for that.
Hallelujah. Hey, I was just wondering, I caught the movie reviews with Dawn earlier when she was talking about Moore, and you said it got 3 3/4 stars.
Correct.
And you said that one movie had gotten 4 stars, and I was just curious what that movie was.
Okay, was it Argo?
Yeah,
I believe it was.
I think it was Argo. Yeah, it's the only one she's given 4 to. I'm pretty sure it was Argo.
Perfect.
All right. Did you see it?
All right, thanks.
Have you seen it?
I did see it. Yeah. No, it was great.
It's a good one. What about Zero Dark Thirty? Did you see that?
I caught that one last night, actually.
A good one.
It was a good one, yeah. Very, very tense.
All right. Jason, thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Appreciate it. Very tense. Good way to put it. Concise, short, to the point. Laura, how are you?
Good. I'm calling about a grammar question.
A glamour question?
Grammar.
Oh, grammar. Okay. Well, fire away.
Okay. I hear the word anyways used. But anyway...
No, anyways, Bernice, with an S on it. Yeah, I hear it, too.
And that isn't correct in any way, shape, or form.
No. No. It's like putting an S on words like you. Where you's going?
Yeah.
You know, you is already a plural, but, and again, that's this part of the country, that's pretty common. Anyways, I've heard it.
Hey, yeah, and when you see it, and when you hear it is one thing, but when you see it written, and you're like, oh, my gosh, somebody actually wrote anyways?
Now, that I haven't seen, but no, you're right. And, hey, look, I'm not perfect. Nobody is, but I'm working on it. I'm working it. My whole life, I strive to. I don't ever want to sound, let's put it this way. I don't ever want to sound like this 49ers football player. Did you hear that statement, the guy who made the anti-gay comment? Now, this guy, I'm assuming, is a college graduate, because most of these football players, these NFL, they played college in football. So here's his statement talking about gays. I don't do the gay guys, man. We don't got no gay people on the team.
Well,
we don't got no gay people. Wow. I'm talking about backing up 40 years.
Well, and they must be great, great football players, because I don't know how else they got into college.
No. They let them slide through.
Oh,
They let them through because they need them on the team, and they don't have to pass the first test in college. They get a college degree where you and I would be kicked out the first semester.
I know.
Well, Laura, how old are you?
28.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
28, that is my favorite. Laura, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You call anytime. I like her.
Mm-hmm.
I like her a lot. Do I have time for her? No? One more?
Maybe one more.
Quick one? Let's go to Randy. We'll make it quick. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, I was just AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I just wanted to tell you the name of that duck hunting club you were talking about yesterday with Johnny.
Yeah.
Honey Break.
Honey Break.
Yeah.
Like B-R-A-K-E.
Exactly.
Okay, I think I said Honey Drake. Yeah, where is that?
Louisiana.
Yeah. That looked like
I would love to go there.
It looked like a great place. And then they had a deer hunting lodge and a place called, I want to say Timber something. But
I didn't see that.
You know what it reminds me of? Have you ever been to, the Bass Pro Shop guy's place in Springfield? Help me.
Cedar Lodge.
Big Cedar Lodge.
Mm.
Yeah,
never been there. Seen a lot of pictures of it.
I want to go there with my boys for a long weekend. I've never been to Big Cedar Lodge, but I want to do that. Yeah, Honey Break. That was
Honey Break. That is a extravagant hunting club. I mean, they do it upright.
Yeah, the food looked pretty good there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. You've never been hunting, have you?
No.
Not in for anything.
Never hunted. No.
Like to see
fished, but not hunting.
Pheasant hunting or something. Take something kind of easy and decent weather, you know, pheasant. Maybe we get to do that one of these days. We got to make a bucket list, things that we got to do and then share with people before we kick it. American Patriot beer, not even a year old. Trying to remember when they hit the market, I guess 6-7 months ago. And if you were listening the other day, well, I think it was even yesterday, this guy sent us an email and said that there's a magazine, Beer Talkers Magazine or something. People get together and have articles and they share information about beer. And they have a grading, a scale, 0 to 100. And apparently the group that makes up the people who do the taste testing, they're pretty strict and pretty tough. In other words, no beer has ever gotten 100. They said the highest score that a beer ever got. And I'm sure there are various things they graded on, color and crispness and can you taste these, whatever. The highest score anybody ever got was a 93, any beer. And what really jumped out at me was that St. Pauli Girl, which has been around since 1857, that's a lager, received a score of 85. An American Patriot got an 87. And remember, in the history of this scoring, whatever this is that they use of this process, that they printed and published these rankings, these ratings, 93 is the highest any ever got. An American Patriot already had an 87. That's pretty impressive. I think you're going to like this beer. And I'm not talking to everybody. There'll be two or three of you who won't like it. Let's be honest. There's nothing that everybody loves. There's no single product, food, service that everybody across the board likes. But if I had to put a number on it, I bet 98, 99% of you will love American Patriot beer, whether you drink a lot of beer or a little beer. Now, if you're one of those people that likes your beer warm, where is that, England or somewhere they drink?
Oh,
warm?
Yeah.
I can't help you.
Germany.
And maybe warm, it tastes better than another beer warm. I'm not going to find out. I don't think I could drink a warm beer. Colder, the better. Needs to start forming ice chips for me. American Patriot comes in light, comes in regular, is available in all kinds of stores, restaurants, bars, and the St. Louis metro area and beyond. And I know Lake of the Ozarks now, several places has it. I know that way north of here, Springfield, and it's spreading. This is the hub. This beer was conceived in St. Louis. It's 100% American beer, American-made, bottled, packaged, everything. American Patriot. If they don't have it where you go, either to eat, to have lunch, or to buy your groceries, ask them. Please ask them, when are you going to start carrying American Patriot beer? You won't be sorry. You're going to like it. If you want to find out a little bit more about the great American Patriot story, go to AmericanPatriotBeer.com.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Thursday night show brings you music, as it always does. Thursday night music club comes your way. Also, Men's Health has a new article in St. Louis. Doesn't do very well. We'll talk to him about that. Also, comedian Harlan Williams. Much to do, but it won't be the same without you. We'll see you tonight at 9.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets, and Devo chose me.
Lori and her cat, Arthur.
We know that we're taking care of them. The irony is that once they become part of your family, they take care of you.
Making a real difference for life with people and pets. That's what inspired Purina One Brand Pet Foods to help create the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah, Billy.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Doing great, Bill. Doing great.
Doing good. Good to hear that. Well, according to a new report, the New York Yankees star Alex Rodriguez may have recently used performance-enhancing drugs.
What?
No.
Yeah, and considering his performance, I'd ask for a refund. In business news, the Atari company has filed for bankruptcy.
I didn't even know they were still around.
The Atari company filed for bankruptcy. Gee, I just hope this doesn't mean Pong sales are starting to slow.
That must be.
I can't believe they're still around. Well, there are a lot of tears on Hillary Clinton's last day as Secretary of State. Most of them from Bill when it dawned on him she's going to be home all day now.
No, that's the truth.
And finally,
he zipped right through.
Well, Al Gore, one of our favorites, has been getting slammed on just about every TV show he's been on this week. Everybody from Matt Lauer to David Letterman ripping him for selling his TV network to the biggest oil producers in the world, running around complaining about oil causing harm to the environment.
Yes, that's
Al's
right.
Al's been proven a hypocrite on so many shows this week, he's starting to wish he had never invented TV.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Besides, the internet he invented.
Oh, I screwed that up. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. See you guys.
Folks, we are 15 minutes away from the 5 o'clock news, followed by the Playhouse and a good joke. And I got an email from a guy named Greg who's going to tell us what happens to at least some of the dead birds that we talked about yesterday. You don't want to miss that. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. This is cold and flu season, as some of us know all too well. And there are two recalls.